praise the Lord, O ye people.
In the days of his power, God hath worked like in the days of old, to fill the earth with the knowledge of God's glory.
This is our vision at Nazareth Crusade.
Be blessed as Apostle Jonathan Shakonia brings forth the word of God with simplicity and power.
Be found with the low things of the earth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. So happy to see you this morning. And I know you are here with an expectation to receive. Hallelujah. I'm so confident in my spirit that God is going to change our lives. He's going to teach us something that will cause us to rule and reign in life. Hallelujah. All right, in 1 minute before you take your seat, can you just lift your hands to the heaven? Tell the Lord your expectations. Tell the Lord what your expectations are. Go ahead, talk to the Lord, tell him, Lord, this is my expectations. I do not want to live here the same. I do not want to live here the same. Many of us will carry fresh fire tonight. Many of us will carry strange anointings tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Brash kite bela de brande kaya. Kabashite keti bela de brande kete. Kobari de besh kite bela de brande kash. Kete bela de besh. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. 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 Ka prende ke sita bele de prende ka. Ka ba shata ta ta ba ko soto bele ke de prende ke te sha. We hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. We hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. We hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. All we want is you. All we want is you. All we want is you this morning. All we want is you. All we want is you, God. All we want is you. We really are hungry for you. We are thirsty for you. More of your glory. More of your power. Insight and revelation.
We will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. We will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. We will never settle. We will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you.
Father, we've come tonight knowing that there is so much in you, and we are open to receive. We are open to receive.
I know there's more
There is more that's found in you. Yeah. We will never know. There's more that's found in. He's in you, Lord. He's in you, Lord. He's in you, Lord. There's more that's found in you. He's in you, Lord. He's in you, Lord. He's in you, Lord. I know. Oh, he's in you, Lord. Yeah. He's in you, Lord. Yeah. There's more that's found in. This morning we've gathered unto you. We know there is so much in you. We come with open heart, open spirit to receive. Change us and transform us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Listen, before you take your seat, listen. I appreciate us for how much we've been making investments and pressing into God. But this morning, I want your hearts to be open because God will add something to your spirit. God will add a substance to your spirit. And trust me, from today, your life will take a new turn. Hallelujah. God bless you. Can you be seated? Isaiah. I want to talk to us on something this morning that I hope will be a blessing to us. Hallelujah. For a few years now, I have embarked on this spiritual journey and I've had series of visitations, encounters, and impartations. And I could tell you a little about this journey in the spirit. And what I'm about to share with you this morning is one thing I believe is very important to everyone who is truly serious with this adventure. Hallelujah. And do not just listen to it like a normal word. Because as I teach, I know God is going to be releasing graces. Yeah, many of you, while you just listen, something will be dropped into your spirit. Hallelujah. You necessarily must not feel it or know it. But when something happened to you, the result is usually a sign that something has happened. You see, when a man meets a woman, you really will not know if anything has happened before you see the result of that union. It will take a while. Is that true? Then after months, you now realize that this woman met a man. This is how it is with our spiritual journey. You truly can collide with something and you yourself might not know that something has happened to you, but after a while, both yourself and the people around you begin to see the result in your life that makes you look extraordinary, so that the things that were naturally limitations to you are no longer limitations. The mountains that made you cry are mountains that you climb at will. Hallelujah. This is the essence of impartations. When grace comes on you, the things that have troubled you becomes a normal ride for you. And this morning, I trust that grace will be released on us. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 8. Talk to you on the mystery of waiting and submission. Waiting and submission. Waiting and submission. We live in a generation where everyone is under pressure, or let me not say everyone, but most people are under pressure. And when you check closely, it's not their fault. The whole situation of our nation, Nigeria, do not permit people to be at ease. Hallelujah. So that we live life as though we are in a jungle. You know, in a jungle life, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you need to start doing is start running. Do you understand that? In a jungle, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you start doing is what? And the reason is this. It's either you are after something or something is after you. Do you understand? In a jungle life, you are not just the predator. You can also be a prey. In as much as you are looking for an animal to feed on, another bigger animal is looking for you to feed on. So when you wake up in the morning, just start running. Whether you know where you are going or not, just be on the run, because it's either someone is after you or you are after someone. So that's almost the situation with our nation, Nigeria. So that the pressure here and there have made people become so impatient. Everybody is on the run. Everybody wants to make it. Everybody wants to just blow up within a period, within a season. And unfortunately, you see, the system of God is not designed to be that way. Are you okay if I teach this morning? Yes, I really want you to get it. I will take my time. I won't rush whatever I have to say. Because yesterday the rain distracted us, but it won't distract us today. No, it won't today. Hallelujah. So that there is this unnecessary pressure, but the system of God is designed in such a way that before God gives you anything, He must test you. And not just testing you, He must trust you. If you do not pass His test, that has a way of prolonging your wilderness experience. For instance, you believed within yourself that you have conquered anger. This is an example now. So you are telling the Lord, you can give me everything you need to give me. I have conquered anger. I can't just be angry like that. Now I live in total humility, peace, and calmness. I have this self-control. The answer of the Lord is not, yes, son. That you tell Him you have conquered it, do not mean He's going to agree with you. When you tell the Lord, I've conquered it, this is what He answers. Let's watch and see. Then He orchestrates a situation or brings somebody your way who will always poke that reality or try to inconvenience you. Your reaction now becomes a proof whether you've conquered it or not. You get the point now? So God will test you. If you are able to pass that test, that becomes the platform to which God decides whether you've conquered it or not. Lord, I've conquered lust. It's not just sufficient to say you've conquered it. God will have to prove you. And so it is with our journey in the spirit. That you come tomorrow morning. Is it morning? Tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon. I'm going to teach you on how to host the presence and attract the presence of God, so that wherever you are, that become your reality. That's what I plan to teach tomorrow. But you see, if you want to carry the glory and the presence of God, that you prayed and said, Lord, I need your glory. All right, sir, can you be seated? All right, yes, just sit on that front row. I think that would be good too. Or you give him this place. Since it's a protocol, you should sit at the bridge. Because I see Elijah was trying to see. You know, I'm a gentleman of God. I'm kind. Hallelujah. Somebody's now saying, what kind of man of God is he? He's telling himself he's kind. I'm kind. It's not whether you believe me or not, I am. If everybody say I'm not, at least you will say I am, because I've helped you now. Is that not? So that you start crying and say, Lord, I need your glory. I need your presence. Do not mean God should just carry his glory and give to you. No. This is why people can pray for 10 years over a thing and it's not answered. God wants to prove you. He wants to test you. If you can pass his test, then you are guaranteed this. Sometimes back last year, it was the month of August. And all of you know that August is usually a rainy season, right? I was to go and meet our father. And to many of you, your grandfather. Apostle Joshua Selma, right? Yes, he was in town. I was supposed to go and meet him. And that day, rain was on me. And he was so worried because he knew I was coming and the weather was not friendly that morning. When I entered, he saw me and he shook his head. Guess what he said next? He said, many people will want the position you have in my heart when they are not yet tested. He said, I've been trying you. This year, August, is going to be my fifth year following him closely. Closely. Before then, I was close. I was following. But then, since I started following bomber to bomber, what many of you will call bomber to bomber, right? It's 5 years now. On the fourth year was when he opened his mouth and told me, I've tested you and you have passed my test. So now my relationship with you is not just submission. It's now a covenant relationship. So it has graduated from being a spiritual son, a spiritual father. Now the relationship is a covenant. People will not understand what is happening between you and me. Hallelujah. This is exactly true about the system of God. If a father can open his mouth and tell me, all right, son, from today, my relationship with you is not just based on a spiritual son and a spiritual father. It's now a covenant relationship. It then means, this is also true about God. There are people whose relationship with God, listen, there are people whose relationship with God is not just a casual relationship as it were. The relationship has graduated from being that of a son or this, is now a covenant relationship, so that there are things they don't need to pray about. By just thinking it, God answers their prayer. So their thoughts have become as powerful as their prayers. Hallelujah. So tonight, or this morning rather, the mystery of waiting. I want to show you three scriptures that will change your life. The book of Isaiah 8. Are you there? Let's see verse 16 to 18. These are year of signs and wonders. Do you know that? These are year of signs and wonders. Verse 16 says, bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. In other words, carry these things. And tell everyone who is truly serious with the things of the Spirit. Anyone that truly wants to pursue me. Anyone that wants to walk in the reality of God's glory. Anyone that wants to carry my presence. Tell them this. Teach them this. And then he said, verse 17. This is a general commanding or teaching his disciples. He said, I will wait upon the Lord. That what? No, it's in your Bible. That what? Hided his face
from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. This is to mean God can hide himself. God as a person can hide himself. So that when you come and say, Lord, I need your hand. I need your glory. I want expansion. I want your favor. You don't just get it because you shout. I told you tomorrow I'm going to teach you something mysterious. You don't get it because you shouted. In fact, you don't get it because you prayed. Tomorrow I will show you that there is a difference between seeking God and praying. Many people can sincerely be praying. You can even pray for 7 hours. And you will be amazed you are not seeking God. This is why people have been frustrated. A man can go on his knees and he believes that with the 7 hour prayer, many of us could even come and tell our people, I prayed for 20 hours and then they should clap for you. Meanwhile, God is just looking at you and saying, you don't even seek my face. You don't have the formula yet. Hallelujah. So he said, God can hide. So that whoever is able to find him. And brothers and sisters, listen. When a man hides a thing, he can find it with ease. But any other person that was not there, when that thing was being hidden, will find it a struggle. Is that true? Look at what the book of Proverbs said. He said, God can conceal a thing. Then any man that can find it out, he calls that man a king. And then he said, that man will be honored. It will be the honor of any man that is able to find out what God conceals. Hallelujah. So the Bible is saying God can hide himself. So that any man that truly needs him might have to search around. Then he called that period of searching, waiting. It do not mean you are not making progress. You are searching, but it's just that you've not found it yet. And then the error I see in our days is that even people who have not found it are trying to make it look like they found it. I tell people there is no point trying to look like what you are not. Because when you become it, how will you now look? Hallelujah. There is no point trying to look it when you can become it. So that instead of just looking it, no, try to become it. So that anyone that sees you will know that you are truly what you call yourself to be. You are not just trying to put up a form that do not have that reality. So that period of searching, he calls it waiting. He calls it waiting. Then as a reward for your waiting, let's see what happens. Verse 18. Then he said, I and the children that the Lord had given me are for what? Signs and wonders. As a reward for your waiting, he said, you can now walk in signs. And in wonders. Isaiah 40. In the glory and the honor, I see miracles, signs and wonders. In the glory and the honor, I see miracles, signs and wonders. All right, Isaiah 40, 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. He said, even the youth full of strength shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But look at what he said now. But they that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen. Waiting is a proof of honor. If you can wait for a man. For instance, last week, Thursday, I was with Papa Selman, and when I arrived there, it was so very early. So I had to wait in the reception. Then he came out and then walked me in. He said, come in. Listen, that I could sit and wait without complaining. Have you realized that there are people who can come to see you when you keep them for 1 hour, they're already complaining? In fact, they could be angry to a point of leaving. This is exactly the experience of many people with the Lord. You come to my house on Saturday like today, I've been receiving all kinds of texts. Apostle, are you at home? It's usually a day of counseling. You can see a queue of people waiting outside. Some could wait for 2 hours. Then they enter and then the meeting is just 15 minutes and they are on their way back home. So a man waited for 2 hours and he's just supposed to see you for 15 minutes. What is it that keeps a man waiting? It's called honor. If you cannot wait, it means you are truly not desperate. Because desperation has an attitude. If you see a man who is truly desperate, you will know by the attitude around him. He do not hear you trampling upon him, provided he can have what he wants. Hallelujah. Waiting is a proof of honor. And listen, in the system of God, when God starts out with a man, he will keep you intentionally. Your waiting period are not usually a wasted period. There are times you are truly investing. You know you are working. You know you are praying. You know you are seeking his face. You are studying books. You are doing everything possible. But it looks like God is intentionally keeping you in a position. It looks like the more you make progress, the more God tries to cover. Look at what the Bible says about Moses. Moses said, Lord, I want to see your glory. And God said, no, I will hide you. Do you know what it means for God to hide a man? It means even when you want people to know about you, God will intentionally keep you under. When you think you have paid the price, at least, oh God, Nasarawa is too small. By now, everybody should have known I'm in Nasarawa. And God is saying, I'm yet proving you. Hallelujah. We've been in Kefi for some few years now. You will be amazed to know that there are people who still do not know I'm in Kefi. Some can travel from other states to come. There are people around who will tell you, is there any? Some people amazingly come for a meeting and they say, so there is a place like this in this place. We never knew. So in spite of all your noise, it do not mean you should be known. Because you see, your fame and popularity do not come from posters and handbills. Believe me. Since we started our ministry, we've never pasted one of our handbills. One. You can see some graphic works online, but we've never pasted one handbill on any street around. But when you come, you see the crowd inside and outside, and you'll be wondering, why is this happening like this? Let me tell you something. Publicity do not happen by handbills. It happens in the secret place. If God recognizes you in the secret, men have no choice than to know you outside. It's simple. Believe it. Your handbills become necessary when you are known in the secret. So that any attempt to make all of these things do not move God. Believe me, it do not move God. It do not move God at all. Hallelujah. So God can intentionally hide you. You are saying, Lord, I think it's time. I have labored. Why not open doors? Why not do this and that? And God is saying, I'm proving you. I will open that door if I can test you. I mean, if I can prove you. If you can pass my test. It do not take me so much to lift you. How many of you know that God can lift a man in a week? It do not take God so much to announce a man. It do not take God so much to announce a man. God can lift you in a week. He can take you to your... Jesus. Caprens kila pro shata bakalida brandeke. Sila brandeka. Rabako zabala di brandeke de bench. Hallelujah. Now listen, please be seated. There are times those who are far younger than you can be ahead of you. In fact, that you graduated in school the same year, do not mean you should be lifted the same year. So people who are far younger can be ahead of you. It's possible they've gone far and you are behind complaining, Lord, please, when will you change my story? Look at what the Bible said. He said, I will. Do you know the mystery of wings? It means those who are on their feet running can be so far away. But if God gives you the wings of an eagle, it do not take so long for you to overtake. Listen, in the spirit, men can overtake. Overtaking is allowed in the spirit. This is why I do not care. There are times I tell the Lord, if it means you have to keep me waiting for 10 years to lift me in 1 year, I'm okay with that. I cannot be under unnecessary pressure. I see it all around. Everybody want to rise in 1 week. Everybody want to rise in 2 weeks. It will not happen like that. Listen, we went to Massacre with family worship. This is 2 years now. As soon as we arrived, some people were surprised that within 2 years there is overflow in that hall, and they are wondering what happened. They do not know that the young man have been waiting for long. The reward will come in just 1 year. It can happen. It can happen. I laugh when I see people. Many people have come around me. They say, man of God, what's your secret? What are you doing? This and that and that. Making it look as though I'm a magician. Brothers and sisters, there is no magic about this thing. If you have the key, when God is keeping you and you are patient to wait, when your reward comes, listen, people can hate you at that point, but they can't stop you. They can't. They can't. So right now, I don't care who has gone ahead of you. You are waiting, and God is saying, I'm preparing the wings of eagles. You are waiting. Your mate are married already, no problem. Your mate are already walking in the anointing, no problem. Your mate already are walking in the word of knowledge. They are flowing in prophetic. They are doing this and that. And it looks like all your prayers are not being heard. I bring you a word of hope tonight. God is telling you, can you wait some more? Because I'm preparing wings. When I mount them on you, it won't take you so long to overtake. It won't take so long. It won't take so long. It won't take so long. So they that wait, it looks like you are wasting your time, but no problem. They are going, they could even be mocking you, no problem. They that wait upon the Lord, he said he will give them wings. They will mount up with wings. There is no point vacillating among so many options. This is what many believers are doing. When they try this, it will not work. They try this, it will not work. They are so busy trying everything possible. Listen, do not change your pattern until God visits you. Yeah. There are places you enter. You enter this week, the pattern has changed. You enter, when God is trying to monitor you to bring the increase, before he arrived, you have changed the pattern and is wondering how will the increase come. They that wait upon the Lord. Please be seated. You are a music minister, you've heard them, so okay. I receive songs in the spirit. There are times I'm just in the secret. I will receive songs from heaven. I could hear angels singing. I could download songs in the spirit. And each time you hear, you are wondering, when will that become my reality? God is saying, can you wait some more? The last revival is about to evolve. And then God is preparing men and women in every direction. How many of you know that the death of Billy Graham was supposed to kickstart a major revival? Benny Hinn prophesied this 2 years back, that Billy Graham will not stay for more than 2 years again, and his death is going to mark the end of the revival, the beginning of that last revival. Billy Graham just died some days back. It means we are exactly at the age of that major revival. Many of you, it looks like God is not even watching you. Your sacrifices look like God is not. But then I bring you a word tonight. It won't take so much. It won't take so long again. Many of you will begin to walk in strange dimensions of the spirit. And look at this. My joy is that this thing will not be relegated to ministers alone. So that those of us who think we are emojis, the time is coming where everyone, even the ushers, will walk in the miraculous. Believe it. Where people will come for our miracle service. The usher is ushering you with cancer. You have cancer. Just because the usher shook your hand and welcomed you, the cancer disappears. The man of God is not yet here, but miracles are happening. This is the age we are entering right now. That's the age the church is in. That's the age the church is in. It's called the last revival. Can God trust you? Now that you are waiting, are you almost giving up and wondering, okay, Lord, what do I do again with my life? I'm tired. No, come on, don't be. Many a times you could be praying, it looks like God is not hearing. Do you know that as times you enter your secret to play, and after praying, you believe that the day will not end without result coming? And then after that, you can wait for one more year. The result has not come. At times, you can be discouraged, but God is saying, no, I'm preparing wings. Please be seated. Let me tell you something little about the eagle before I go to the next point I want to make clear to you. When God tells you, you will mount up with wings like the eagle, I need you to know this, that the life of the eagle is not a cheap life. Let me tell you a little about them. The eagle is the only bird that makes love on air. They don't need to sit in one position to make love. They make love while flying. Mysterious. They are not normal birds. When the eagle wants to hatch her eggs, look at what she does. The eagle will look for a very high mountain or look for a cliff. It's like the edge, an edge on a mountain top, or look for a high tree, a very tall tree. Then it will gather tongues. You know tongues? The one that were plaited and placed on the head of Jesus. It will gather tongues and make like a basket with it. It could be so large. Then it will place sticks on it. I'm trying to show you how the eagle makes her nest. It will place sticks on it to a point that the tongues will be covered. Then it will look for dry leaves and put them on. And that's not all. It will look for hair, these grasses, put them on it so that it can become soft to an extent. Then after making it, it can now hatch her eggs. Then she incubates them, hatch them. She have like two or three eaglets. They will be there for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Then they begin to develop their feathers, begin to mature. When the mother eagle is sensing that it's almost time for them to learn how to fly, she begins to remove the soft grasses. She removed the soft grasses to a point where all the soft grasses are removed. The only thing you have left here is the leaves. And at this point, hope you know the leaves are dry, so that any movement the eaglet makes the leaf to make some noise. So already the eaglet is not comfortable in that place again. The eaglet is already feeling, if I have a more comfortable place, I will leave this nest. Then after a while, she begins to remove the leaves. All the leaves are removed, so that the eaglet now have to sit on the woods or the sticks that are in it. And already it is no longer comfortable. After a while, she begins to remove the sticks. Then all of a sudden, the tongues are being exposed. So that when the eaglet turns this way, a tongue affects the flesh. She turns the other way. I'm not comfortable. Then another tongue on this area. She turns again. All of this is to make the eaglet become uncomfortable in that place. This is how God trains people. When you are just born again, the first day you heard about tithing, you brought your tithe and dropped. Before you reach home, somebody called you and sent money. God was comforting you. That's not how it works. Say amen. That's not how it works. The next time you did it, it worked for you. You sow the seed, harvest like you never imagined. God was encouraging you. What you were lying on soft leaves. Then gradually you come to a point where you can pay your tithe and sow every seed for 2 months. Nobody has called you to give anything. God is trying to prove you. The way the eagle trains her eagle, that's exactly how God trains us. God wants to know your dexterity and strength. He wants to know whether you can give up on him or not. He brings you to a point where it looks like tongues of life are on you. Everybody can even desert you. People who used to believe in you no longer believe in you. People who used to love you no longer love you. And you're wondering, is it that I have sinned against God? No, it's not sin. It's not sin. It's just that your training necessitated that. Where God is taking you to, your training will have to be that way. Because there are people God is bringing your way that you must mentor. You are not yet a mentor until you have gone through what I'm going through and you have overcome. If you must teach me anything, then let me see your scars. Paul the Apostle said, let no man trouble me because I have my badge. He said, if you look around my body, you will see the marks. I have paid my price. I have learned it in the school of the Spirit. So God trains you that way. It comes to your point where now the mother eaglet feels this eagle is qualified to fly. She picks it up, places it on her wings or her back, and then takes it to the highest peak and then throws it down. When God throws you down, at some point, it can really be troublesome. It can look like life. Come on, listen. God can throw men down. Listen. At times, even if the mother eagle do not want to throw it or carry it, or this is what it does. When it has finished removing all of the sticks and its remaining tongues, if the nest was built by the cleft of the rock, it will come and push it. The reason for building it by the edge was to push it. So it will push it. All the eagle will now have to start struggling for survival. They will just start struggling. They are now struggling. And this is what God can do with a man. It can come to a period. You did well after a period, and it looks like everything is falling on you now. You are wondering what's happening. Is it that I've done something wrong? At times it might not be like that. It's just your training. Then the eagle is trained. It can now fly. The eagle lives at least 60 years, 70 years. Are you aware of that? It lives longer than some men. And that's why if you're under the sound of my voice, you are not permitted to die less than 80. No, it's not possible. You shouldn't die when you are less than 80. We are coming into that age again, where if you die, you are less than 80, we'll come and bring you back. You've not finished your assignment, so come back. Come back. It's already happening in our place. One time, I did impartation for our workers, and while I was going out, one of the young men knelt down by the door and I gave him the hanky I use. That same night, his elder brother died. Literally dead. The wife called him, "Come, or your brother is dead." When he went with the hanky and placed it on the young man. 2 minutes, he jacked back to life. Listen, it's already happening. We are in that age right now where we must not be there. Even your hanky or the seat you sat down, somebody can come and sit on it. And when he leaves, his life becomes a wonder. Yeah. Yeah. So the eagle starts flying. The eagle is learning how to fly. When the eagle has lived up to 30 years, look at what it does. I'm bringing you to the place of waiting now. It goes back on a retreat. Right? When last did you go on a retreat as a believer? The eagle goes back on a retreat. And the retreat is because it must remove all the wings. And an average eagle have about 7,000 feathers. So it will remove all the wings. When it comes to the big wings by the hand, it takes pains to remove them. So that moment for the eagle is not easy. It removes them. Then it comes to removing the fingers. Have something ever happened to your finger? How was the pain? That's exactly how God trained people. Many of you, right now in the spirit, as I check, maybe right now your fingers are being removed. Yeah, the eagle goes by itself. Sit down, use the beak. Remove all the fingers. It's not easy. It will hit it until it is gone off. It can be crying and jumping on the mountaintop alone. But it's not easy. But it has to remove them. After removing all the fingers, it will now remove the beak. The one on the mouth. It will go and be hitting the mouth on the rock. Hit it on the rock. Hit it on the rock. And when it is removed, the eagle is now bare and naked. Then it starts growing new wings. You can laugh at the eagle at that point. You can look at the eagle and say, "Now you can't fly. Look at how your life is miserable." But the eagle is preparing for a new flight. Like many of us, when God keeps you, it looks like you are wasting your time. But what God is doing is that He's creating new wings. That's exactly how the eagle is trained. You can laugh at it. In fact, it might be eating a malnourished food. At that point, no problem. You can laugh, you can criticize, you can do everything possible, no problem. After a while, the wings are grown back. And listen, if the eagle fails to go on that kind of retreat, it can die on its 30th year, 35 or 40 at most. But if it's able to go and pay that price, the eagle can live for 70 years. In other words, by going to remove its beaks and its wings and its feathers, it renews its life. It becomes like a baby eagle. The strength is renewed. So that when God tells you are going to mount up with wings, your wings will be renewed. You should know what you will go through before that time. You will have to wait, and the waiting period might not be easy, but you just have to wait. If you truly want to be relevant in our time, you have to wait. So the eagle will wait, and then when the wings start growing, the beak start growing, the nails start growing, after a while, when the eagle is soaring again, you wonder and look at it. No, this one is stronger than the you I saw sometimes back. What happened to you? The secret is that I have been in the secret. My life has been renewed. And he said, they that wait upon the Lord, even if others have gone ahead of you, it do not take me so much to give you speed. It do not take me so much. So this morning, I don't care how long you waited. I don't know who have laughed at you. But I know one thing, that each time the word of God comes, it comes with an ability to set you on your feet. It comes with an ability to set you on your feet. And tonight you will rise on the wings of eagles. They that wait. They that wait. When you are waiting upon the Lord, it's equal to waiting upon a man. Listen, let me explain. When you are waiting on a man of God for grace to be transferred, how many of you know that in the spirit anything can be transferred? Yeah. There is that possibility. Like tonight, I know many of you are going to receive something tangible this morning, rather. Yeah, it can be transferred. When you are waiting on a man or waiting on God, the processes are equal. I told you I've been following Joshua Selman for years, and it was just last year he told me that the relationship between me and you is now a covenant relationship. It's no longer submission of son and father. Listen, you can follow for years and a man can be looking at you as if he's not seeing you, but when the right time comes, when the right time comes, it will not take so much for that thing to be transferred. I think I shared it here with you when I came the last time. A young man in Lafayette sent me a text. I think he's doing ministry around here. He came to me for submission for 2 months, and then the third month he sent me a text. He said, Apostle, where I am, I think that kind of your anointing is needed here. So please, everything in your life, I want you to pour it in my life. I said, you're not serious. You're not serious. Everything in my life, pour it. How? There are people who have been following me for 4 years, for 3 years. They've not even told me to pour everything. You just came for 3 months and you want me to pour everything. How? And I told you, see, if the anointing was to be hidden in a bottle, some people would go and steal it. You do not know. If the anointing upon your life were to be hidden in a bottle, that each time you are coming for a meeting, you rub it on your head and things will happen. Some people will go and steal the one of Benihin. If Benihin hide it in World Bank, many of us will say, is it not World Bank? We can do something about it. Well, guys, come. Let's just share ourselves. Let's just share ourselves. You carry AK-47. You carry what? Let's go and bomb that place and carry the oil. If we can have it, you have 2 liters. You have... And unfortunately, you don't put it in a bottle. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You carry it while you walk around. Yeah. When you follow a man, it can take a while. I want to talk to you now briefly on submission, so that when you start following, listen, it can take a while for possibilities in the spirit to be transferred. It can take a while for possibilities in the spirit to be transferred. It's not just transferred because you desire them. It's not just transferred because you look nice. It's not just transferred because you are desperate for them. It really can take a while. Hallelujah. Will you open our eyes? Open our ears. Soon we'll understand that the Lord is here. Open our eyes. Yeah. Open our ears. We will understand that the Lord is here. That the Lord is here. That the Lord is here. All right, the Book of Kings. Father, we see.
Elijah was a major prophet, and he walked in so many dimensions of the spirit. Raised the dead, slew prophets of Baal, did many amazing things, and at some point he had a servant that was following him. I know many of us here are leaders, we are workers, pastors. I want to show you something that has benefited me. I come from a place where my people love me so much. In fact, yesterday night, I told you yesterday was our meeting, right? I received a number of text messages. Apostle, we missed you in the service. Please do and come back. We can't wait for next Friday. All kinds of messages. My people love me so much. I know you love Yaya so much. Don't you love him? Please love him. Better love him and help him and hold his hand. My people love me so much. They don't care to do everything for me. I think the only thing I would not want them to do is to come and be feeding me. But they absolutely can do anything. You see them working tirelessly, and there are times I sit down and tears gather in my eye when I see them walk. Believe me, they walk like what you can't imagine. Right? And this is one of the secrets to carrying the glory and the presence of God. A young man who drove me during our last young ministers conference, drove me around, and then he told me he needed promotion. His promotion has been delayed. I told him before the next young ministers conference, which is March, your promotions are coming. Last week he came with his promotion letter, double promotion. You see it? Listen, when you serve and you follow closely, there is no way God will not reward you. I've seen this work for me personally. I've seen this work for people who are around me, and I want to teach you this. Hallelujah. It really is important. So that when many of you are walking and following, it shouldn't be like you are wasting your time. And how many of you know that right now Satan has an agenda? Let me share this with you. If you go online right now and check the profile of men of God, they are almost bastardized. What I mean is people are saying all kinds of things against them. Is that true? And this is why it takes courage to lead. It takes courage to be a great man. Many people want to be great, but they've not prepared the foundation that sustains it. You go online right now, people are saying all kinds of things against men of God. They are eating tight. They are what again? All kinds of things. If they don't eat the tight, who should eat it? You? Have you not heard that you should bring your tithe so that there will be what? No, what? What? Meat. Who eat meat? God. So if I eat the meat, you bring into the... Why are you angry? Hallelujah. Right now, all kinds of things are being said among men of God. I mean, about men of God. Do you know what Satan is trying to do? Let me show you this. He's trying to tarnish their image. Tarnish the image of all of the great men of God we have around this nation, so that it will come to a point where we have generations who do not respect men of God again. So that the young generations that are growing now will no longer value the sacrifice of men of God, will no longer honor them. Then everyone will start living a careless life. When that is attained, then the whole body of Christ is in a mess. But Satan is a liar. No, that is a generation that fears the Lord. Yeah, Satan is a liar. So that when you are following a man or following God, let me show you this. You have to be patient. You have to follow with every seriousness. You have to be desperate. You have to be dissatisfied no matter what you have seen. There are people who can come around a man of God, and after a while they feel they are equal to that man now. What he has, I have too. When that attitude becomes your life, believe me, you really might not go far. Yeah. Let's see the life of Elijah. Elijah had a servant in the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings 19. This was when he slew all the prophets of Baal, then Jezebel was after him. Then let's see from verse 3. That's our place of interest. Then we just jump to where we are going. And when he saw that Jezebel was, behind him or after him, the Bible says he arose and went for his life.
and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left who? And left who? His servants there. And the servant never complained. He never said anything. He never said, okay, no, master, I must go with you. Why will you leave me like that? No, I have followed you for a while. Please, I need something to be added to my life. The Bible said the servant just adhered and then stayed back there. And he continued the journey. It was in the same chapter from verse 19 that he went and found Elisha. The same chapter. Because the other servant was not serious. So in the same chapter, he went and looked for another one. Which means you can follow a man when you are at the verge of receiving the impartation. Something can happen and then you fall out. Believe it. Likewise, God. That's why I started by sharing with you on how to wait on the Lord. You can be following the Lord. Like one time I was in a vision. We were praying intensely. And I was in a vision. Maybe I've shared this with you, but I've listened to it again and again. And all of a sudden I was praying and my eyes were open. And I saw like we were in a train, a very long train. And there were things that looked like handles by the edge of the train. There were people by this road, just like these things are now. Maybe by each of the chair, there are things handle you hold while trying to push to the door. And that's exactly how it was. So we held the handle, trying to push to handle the next one so that we could approach the door. And the door looked very bright. In fact, you could not look at it with your natural eyes. The lightning could affect your eyes. But right into the glory that that door led to, we could see men who were walking in that realm of glory. They were just walking around. And they could come out of that door, right to the aisles of where we were. They would walk amidst us, and then quietly walk into that door again. But for us that were still struggling to enter that door, it was so hard for you to move one step. It could take you a whole week trying to move one step. It could take others months trying to move one step. So you will handle the next one and drag yourself until you get to the next. That's how we are pushing. And the door was right before me. While I turned to see who and who was behind me, I could not see the end of the queue. This is to mean in this spiritual journey, you are not the only one. The day you choose to be unserious, it do not take God anything to lift another person. Remember when Elijah came and was complaining to God, Lord, I'm the only prophet left. God said, keep quiet. Keep quiet. I have reserved for myself 7,000. Those ones have not bowed their knees to Baal. The reason why I chose to lift you and give you a national recognition is because I chose to. I can choose to bring you down in one day and lift another person, and it will not disturb me. So Elijah, hold your peace. There are many who are in the same posture we are now. Many. So that you have to be very serious with your journey, because it do not take God anything to lift one and bring down another. Hallelujah. While I checked behind, I saw a long queue, and then the people I saw before me, everyone had a luggage on his back. The two people I saw before me, before I turned and looked again, they were behind me. And I asked the Lord, I said, what's this? What happened? And he told me, in this journey, overtaking is allowed. From that day, I knew that people can start before you, but you arrive before them. Yeah. There is that possibility. Someone started before you, but you can start after him and still arrive before him. Hallelujah. What amazed me was that there were people who left that camp. There were people who gave up, because some few meters away to the door, the journey became so tedious. It became so hard that some people could quietly leave the journey and then turn back and start going back. And there will be nothing you will do to hold them back. When they turn and they are going, that's the going. You will call them to stay back. None of them wanted to stay again, because they believe they have labored so much and the harvest is not coming. Unknown to them that they were very close to the door. And you see, that's one of the problems with our spiritual journey. Not really a problem, or the mystery behind it. God do not reveal to you how close you are to your breakthrough. So you can keep moving and moving for years, and God just close up. Then he allow you to just open into it, and within one day your announcement come. But he won't tell you when you are close to it. Like many of us tonight, maybe are very close to our breakthroughs. But then it's at this point you're almost thinking of giving up. I bring you a word of hope. There is no point giving up. You are closer than to it than you started. Hallelujah. So when you are waiting on God, there is that tendency of giving up even before you receive it. when you are waiting on a man of God that is that tendency of giving up, giving before having it, you must have this tenacious spirit. When he met Elisha, let's see what happened to Elisha. Second King. I'll share this with us and then we'll pray. Oh Jesus. Second Kings chapter 2. Are we there? Let's see just 3 or 4 verses. And it came to pass, when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah said unto Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to where? Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Look at me. There was the tendency of Elijah telling Elisha to wait, and he truly would have waited. Is that true? There was that tendency. Please, Elisha, wait for me here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. There was that tendency of Elisha saying, all right, master, like the servant that you told me about that started following you, that you left in the other place, I choose to wait too. But look at what he told him. He said, for as long as the Lord liveth, I know what I'm looking for. I've been following you for a while. I know what I'm looking for. I won't just go back like that. I didn't start this journey to finish it empty-handed. I know what I'm looking for. I came as a worker in Gami. Is it Gami? Glory Army, right? Glorious Army. I'm a worker in Glorious Army. I've been working for 2 years. I came back from my HND. This is my 3rd year working here. You don't intend to leave me like this. I came desperate for something. So, as long as the Lord lives, and as long as you are in this city, we are together, I'm not leaving until I receive what I want. And then let's see the next verse. Where are we now? Verse 3. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will be taken, or that the Lord will take away thy master, from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know. Do what? Hold your peace. I have a question. Where was Elisha? Or was Elisha carrying Elijah on his head? Huh? All of them were walking. But the sons of the prophet said he will be taken away from. It means when you are following a man, carry him on your head. Do you understand? When you are following a man, do what? For instance, like I am now, I've told our leaders and our workers again and again, if I catch you, open your mouth to talk against my father, before you finish, I will slap you. Do you understand? If you like, beat me after then. When you hear the story, you will know that I was trying to defend him. I love him to a point that I don't want to hear you say, I've never despised him in my heart, or publicly, or through a step. If I hear you say anything, we will fight. Say amen. Somebody said, so a man of God can fight. Didn't Jesus flog people in church? We can remove this wire now and treat you well. Hallelujah. I love him and I carry him on my head. There are times people travel from far or around to come and say, okay, please, where is the media department? Give us the messages of Apostle Jonathan Shekwe. I said, no, give them the one of my father, Joshua Selman. Anything they want to listen to from me is wrapped up in his messages. It's called honor. I'm following him and carrying everything on my head. Everything on my head. If he comes, like last Thursday I saw him, he was supposed to be my retreat. I'm usually indoors every Thursday. He just sent a text on, where are you? Please, tomorrow first thing in the morning, I want to see you. I say, with all pleasure. I wrapped up my retreat and dropped it. When Prophet Samuel is in town, everybody should come out. Is that not? Everybody should. For me, it was like a prayer answer. So that all I needed to pray, the answer has come. So let me just go and collect the oil. Say amen. Yeah. They told him, your master will be taken from your head. The reason is they were following Elijah with every carelessness and levity, because all of the places he visited before his departure were the campuses he had for training prophets. They were like his mini campuses where he trained prophets. So he was going around to bid them farewell. All right, I came to see you in Jericho. How many are you? 50. Hope you are fine. Yes, the Lord bless you. The last impartation I gave you, I add something to it. Please keep doing ministry. You are better. Are you okay? All right, I impart you. I'm leaving. That was what he was following to do, because he was going to be taken. But there was one man who refused to stay back. Although he had the dimension they had too, it was sufficient for him to be at peace. Because watch this. All of them had the ability to see in the spirit. All of them had insight into the spirit. When they came to him and said, do you know that your master will be taken away? How did they know? Because Elijah did not tell them anything. We didn't read from the Bible that any of them were told that Elijah was going to be taken. So how did they know that he was going to be taken? It means all of them had insight into the spirit. They had the ability to see in the spirit. So that the day God posted it online, all of them saw it. You know, when God posts a thing online, everybody can see it. There are many people who God can give a revelation. They think the revelation is customized. They hide it. No, if I share this one. No. And God is saying, you are wasting your time. One day you enter a program and you see somebody sharing the thing you thought God gave you alone. You say, what happened? This thing, I thought it was only me that received it. God said, were you the only one online that day? I had thousands of people who logged in that moment. Yeah. The things of the spirit can be open to anyone. Hallelujah. Yeah, it can be open to anyone. One time a pastor received a business name and God said, start the business. He refused starting. One day he passed somewhere, he saw somebody name his company with that same name. He said, God said, I told you to start. You refused. Somebody else picked that signal that day. So that when God posted a thing, to many of you music ministers, you receive song. Say, no, this song is for my album. Nobody will hear it. And God is saying, really? You are laughing. You know yourselves, right? He said, this one is for my album. No, it will be my hit track. And God is saying, can you just sing it? I gave it to you so that you can use it to worship. Lead the people in song with it. He said, no, Lord, this one is for my album. One day you step into a place, somebody singing a song like that. He said, what happened? Or one time before you bring that song up for your album, the season for that song has passed. Because that song was given to you for a season. If you had brought it that time, it will announce the body of Christ to what God was doing in that season. And God already has passed. So you are trying to bring a song and God is saying, this one is beyond plan and we pass this level. Why are you still? People have navigated seas from that dimension. You are still there. When God gives you a revelation, share it. Because the only way to receive is when you empty yourself. Hallelujah. The sons of the prophet said, do you know your master will be taken? And Elisha told him, he said, why are you making this look like it's something special? I remember the day he came and did impartation for all of us to see in the spirit. I was there too. When God posted it that he will be taken, I saw it too. Do hold your peace. I know for this dimension you are operating on, all of us are operating on that dimension. I am following this man because I know there is something in him I've not gotten yet. That a man can see in the spirit do not mean he has arrived. Do you know that there are times you can see something happen in the spirit and you pray against it and it still happens? Most of the times God is telling you, you have the ability to see but you can't stop it yet. The power to stop it has not been given to you yet. Hallelujah. So he said, hold your peace. I am following him because I know there is something mysterious I've not gotten yet. Each time I look at the life of Elijah, I see a dimension of grace that is strange. So hold your peace. They arrived back to Jericho, the same thing. They came to Bethel. They came to Jericho, walked all through the schools. And one time when they came to the final place, the Bible said the sons of the prophet told them the same thing. Do you know your master will be taken? He said, I know. Hold your peace. While they walked, came to the bank of the river, the Bible said 50 sons of the prophet followed. they came to stand to see the drama that will happen there. They warned him, Elisha, we are warning you now. When you cross this sea, who will bring you back? Better behave yourself. When you cross this, who will bring you back? He said, hold your peace. I know what I'm looking for. If God can help me to get what I want, I know how to come back. I know. The Bible says Elijah parted the sea. They walked past. And because of his tenacity, because of his passion, the passionate and the desperation in following, one time Elijah said to him, I know you can see in the spirit. And this is the word I'm bringing to everybody tonight, or this morning rather. I know you can see in the spirit. If you can see me when I'm taken, I know when God posted it that I was going to be taken, you knew. But this one is a strange seeing. If you can see me when I'm taken, whatever you are looking for will be yours. Because Elijah had to ask him, what do you want? This following is too hard. Why are you following me this hard? This desperation is too much. What do you really want from me? He said, all I want, that day you gave us an impartation to see in the spirit. That is one dimension you reserve for yourself. Because no son of the prophet had ever risen the dead. But Elijah, you raised the dead. Elijah, you did all kinds of things. That dimension is what I want. If you leave now, there will not be any prophet in Israel that is recognized by the nation. I want to be the next national prophet. How many of you know that in every nation, there is a prophet that speaks on behalf of the people? For instance, in this country now, we have Apostle Johnson Suleiman. He's not just a national prophet. That one is a global one. Even when everybody is quiet, he's not quiet. Right? And don't blame those who are quiet, because it might not be their call. People like Pastor Chris, they have killed me. He's very anointed, but you hardly hear him talk about anything. One time they asked him, what's your opinion about Nigerian politics? He said he has no business. He's facing the kingdom. God called everybody with a different assignment. I pray that God will raise you to be a national figure. Yeah. And if God raised you to be quiet, better be quiet. Don't just land yourself into trouble. Because many of you can run your mouth even when God said, do not say anything. He said, what's the anointing for? I will talk. Go on air and insult everybody. They'll come and carry you DSS. You know our nation now is DSS, right? All right, I hold my peace. Hallelujah. Elisha told him, the day you gave us the impartation to see, I received it too. But I know there is something tangible. I know there is something higher than that. That's the one I want. That one is the one I want. Then he said, you have asked for it. Do you know why he said double spirit? It means when Elisha gave them the impartation to see, what he gave them was number one. It was two dimension, but what he released was just one dimension. So Elisha, following closely, said, the day you gave us one, I saw one remaining. So please, before you leave, because I know that in the spirit, no man returns back to heaven with any dimension. When men die here on earth, they release every anointing. They don't go back with it. So please release that one on me. I need it. He looked at him. He said, you have asked for a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you can see me when I'm taken, it's yours. And the Bible said, when he was taken to the heavens, they saw him leaving. And he shouted, my father, my father. The chariot of heaven and the horsemen thereof. And the Bible said the cloth that Elijah was wearing fell off. As soon as it fell, look at what he did. Tonight, I want you to have faith that something is about to happen to you. I'm already wrapping up. Many of you will carry strength, fire, and graces this morning. Look at this. He said, if you can see me, when he picked the cloth, he knew already that the mantle has been delivered. And look at what he did. He tore the one he was wearing. Tonight, I want you to grow bigger than the dimension you have been carrying all this while. I know you have been carrying something, but tonight, can you tear it off? Because God is about to drop something larger than your size. He's about to release something that is bigger than you in size. He said, if you can see me, you have it. And then the mantle fell. He tore the one he was wearing. And then he picked up that one. While he came to that river bank, he said, where is the God of my father Elijah? The Bible says he released that mantle on that river and it parted. And look at what happened. The people that thought we were met with him, when they saw him coming back, the Bible said they bowed before him and they called him master.
Master, which means when you receive an impartation, your status can change.
Yeah.
People who thought we are equal with you in grace, people who thought we are equal with you in dimensions, something is coming on you tonight that will set you apart, that will separate you. You believe it, please rise on your feet. Oh, something was so happening to us. Fabarada branski la de bro shata da 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 da. Shene manda la bro sita de keti bala da bai. Shene de bro sila branda keti. If you can see me, if you can see me, we had to organize this morning session because many of you have been working. It was a moment God needed to have with you so that he can release something on you afresh. In the next 5 minutes, can you just pray in the spirit? I want to minister to us, but can you just pray in the spirit? Shala brande kebesita balada balada maush. Shira na 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 maush ya. Come and go ahead, talk to the Lord. Jekete bele de brande kaya. Karaba kapate kabashkete bele de reishi. Keriman la la brosi ke bende ka. Rete pokosa ke bele gede bele gede de reishi. Janda la babros ke bere de brande keteshi. Shela na 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 usaya. Jesus, sabate kabarada bai. Ba vende kesila brande kaporada beketej. Jata balana mande rekete kebesite nilvej. Shila bande kai. Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen. We're going to pray one more prayer. We are virtually all young people in this place. Listen. I just told us that the last revival is about to start. In fact, I told you again and again that the death of Billy Graham was supposed to be the beginning of that last revival. Listen. I want us to pray one prayer. We've had people who lived and did mighty things for the kingdom. I've been sharing again and again about the lives of generals because I've been taking our time to study on them. Tonight, I'm trusting God that ladies will carry strange dimensions in the spirit. We should have the next getting Kumans in their multiples. We should have people like Benihim in their tens and thousands around. Listen, you're going to pray one prayer and say, Lord, whatever you will be doing in this last age,
Don't do it without me. Listen, listen. There was a man, or there is a man, I think he's still alive, but he should be an aged man now, he should be in his late 50s, called Joshua Mills. Joshua Mills can come in here, start playing this keyboard. And while he plays and worship, you will see gold dust all around him. And then people could receive golden teeth. All kinds of affliction could be healed. Brothers and sisters, we are tired of having people who can make noise without results. If you are truly tired of where you are, I came in here this morning to truly release something tangible. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. But I want you to pray. The Bible says the first thing Elisha did was to tear what he was wearing. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I'm tired of where I am. And Lord, the next revival that is coming, don't move without me. Let me be involved. Let me be involved. Let me be relevant. Use me, oh God. Use me, oh God. Come on, is this how you're going to pray? Shaparete teta parateka. Hola baba baba rakadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
Zamba rapa patekete. Rada branda la da prada galabesha. Kola baba 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 shatara la galabesha. Herata patata kasatakaya. Ella da 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 da. Lord, I refuse to allow you to move without me. As you move in this last age, I choose to be involved. Carry me along, O God. Rapa tabala da preska tabala da 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 mesh. Jata bala da prenda katabala da baya. Parapa tapa kusota bala gadiya. Parapa bronsa bala da 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 mesh. Kaprata kasata kaya. Rapa bato kusota bala gada bala da 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 mesh. Come and go ahead and pray. Three more minutes. Papa take it over. Rabaka baka soto pekete. Rabaka bala da bande kete. Jere le 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 man shabrata kala da baya. Rabaka baka posto pere le 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 le. Rakata bala kala brasta le 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 le. Kola manda rabaka baka posto pere le 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 le. Lord, I choose to be relevant. 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 Kalama reka sita belida. Bamba kusa perra yana na nebesh. Perra kapa leka kia. Rapo kusa peka teka la nebra. Raka kapa leka yana na nebesh. Shanda la proska perra yadia. Jesus, don't do it without me. 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 Shabaraka palayadiya, Jesus. Hallelujah. Zila brande kesita bede nebosha. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Please be on your feet and lift your hands wherever you are. Kesita parosi vleshitada. Rabaka boskete belida branda kete. Zete kete para proskite belede braya. Just lift your hands as high as you can. Zila branda kesita balada baya. Rako poskite belede beshataya. Zete kete belede branda kesita baya. Oh, I see like rims of fire already. I see the fire of God already. I see the fire of God already. Hallelujah. Rabaka bashata balada bande kete. Hallelujah.
Can you lift your hands? Listen, this morning is majorly for impartation, for a shift of level. Your life can never, believe me, never. Kolaba shatabate ketaya. Zetekebrentikaya. This is what the Lord is laying in my heart. Please just hold it for a while. Hold it for a while. There are mantles that are going to fall on us, and they are customized. I mean, they are customized. There are anointings that are meant for you and your ministry, specifically for you. And listen, they are going to fall. Number one. Number two, the mantles of generals who are long gone and those who are still alive. Look at what the Bible says. He just laid this in my heart. He said, he will give you both the former rain and the latter rain in 1 month. This is what it means. The move of God in time past and the one that is made for our generation will be released in one generation, in one season. The Lord is just laying in my heart the names of certain generals. Listen, certain generals. Can you just be still if you can? Just be still. Just the strings up. Certain generals. And this is what's going to happen. When I call their names, when I call their names, their mantles are literally going to fall on people. Watch this, and I want you to be very sensitive. When I call their name, the Bible says we are surrounded by a cloud of witness. It talks about this man. As I call their names, you might not even know that the anointing of such a man should be upon your life. But as soon as I call the names, whichever one you belong, that mantle is going to fall. Believe me. Just lift your hands. Please, ushers, be at alert. You might not be able to help everybody, but then as much as you can. The first I hear in my spirit is the woman Ketrin Kuman. There are ladies that are stepping into her mantle right now, Ketrin Kuman. As I call her name, let that fire fall. Help them. Let that mantle fall. Let that mantle fall. Let that. I hear Ami Sample McPherson. I hear in my spirit. I hear Sinach. Someone is walking into that music ministry. I hear my spirit Smith Lucas Ward. I hear Smith Lucas Ward. I hear my spirit Benny Hill. I hear Pastor Chris Oyakilome. Papate Kera Tekaya. Jete Teketa. Repo Kosoto Teketaya. Lamba Raka Teketa. I hear my spirit the mantle of my father Joshua Selman. Someone is carrying it. The mantle of my father, Joshua Selman. Jesus. Collaborate Casilla da Brande Paya. I see an anointing for wealth. And what I hear in my spirit is Bishop David Oyedepo. Kapreske toperita kaya. Let that mantle fall. Let that grace fall. Who is carrying Apostle Suleiman? I hear it. That mantle is falling. I hear it. As I walk amidst the people right now, the fire of God. 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 Carry it and run with it. Carry it and run with it. For God will use you and your daughter. Help her, help her. Use you and your daughter in an amazing way. In an amazing way. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Father. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Father. Please touch the young man by the wall here. Touch him. Yeah, touch him. Lift your hands higher. Please just stand there. Lift your hands. Let somebody stand behind him. I see the fire of God from your hands that are lifted right now. The fire of God is on you. Help him. Jesus. I'm seeing a dear lady on this road. Something come on you, and may your family feel the impact. May your family feel it. Let it not just end with you. Let it not just end with you. Let it not just end with you. Please, sir. Yes, come. Just stand there. Lord, set him on fire. Set him on fire. Please come. Can you just lift your two hands, Father? Fresh fire upon him. May his life take a new turn from now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Grace be multiplied. Grace be multiplied. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus like never before. May your love for God rise to a new level. Love him like never before. Love him like never before. I introduce you to a fountain of intimacy. Depth of intimacy. Depth of intimacy. Jesus. I want to pray for us generally. Nothing in your life and ministry remain the same again. I mean, nothing remains the same again. From this night, from this morning, watch this, hold it. That lady at the extreme end here, that fair lady at the extreme end, please come. Or just stand there, lift your hands. Lift your hands. I see something like oil. Just stand there, lift your hands. I see something like oil, a veil of oil being poured on you right now. In the name of Jesus, step into fresh dimensions in the spirit. May your love for God rise. Rise. Never remain the same again. Please, all of this lady on the second row, can you hold your hands? Yes, all of you, hold your hands. Lift them high. I stretch forth my hand towards you and I release the fire of God upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, catch it now, run with it. Never remain the same after today. Receive it now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help them. Two of you come. Touch him, come. Touch him, come. Just hold your hands together. Lift it high. It's a realm of your glory. It's a realm of your grace. I can see your mighty power. It's moving in this place. By the sound of many waters, I can hear the spirits. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy.
open up doors for you. Open up doors for you like never before. Favor and your spiritual journey rise. There is this lady standing at the back there. Just lift your two hands. Lift your hands. Father, let your hand be upon her. I end every delay. I end help against every delay. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, your grip over her is broken. Love Jesus like never before. Please, sir. For indeed the Lord will wipe your tears. He will wipe your tears. Stand here, bless your hand. For the Lord will wipe your tears for your life. Become a testimony to your people. They will know the faithfulness of God from what He will do in you. Step into favor from today. Step into favor. Your walk with God takes a new turn. Rise beyond every limitation from tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Go with it. Never remember sin. It's done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is the last prayer I want to pray before I pray for us generally and we are done. Listen. Many of us are gifted, but you yet are not seeing the manifestation of God's deeds. Paul the Apostle said, when I come to you, I will lay my hand on you and impart to you spiritual gifts. I want to pray. It's possible you are already gifted, you know you have it, but you are not seeing it. Or you know you don't even have it at all. You desire it. Can you just be still and lift your hands as high as possible? If possible, close your eyes. Don't be distracted. This is a serious moment. Father, tonight, this morning rather, we are in that end time where the manifestation of the Spirit will be characterized with so many giftings. I stretch forth my hands towards your sons and daughters this morning, and I make a demand of angelic impartations. I'm going to mention the gifts of the Spirit, and as I mention them to many of you who have these giftings already in your inside, the fire of God will stir them up. Those who do not have it, you will receive them as impartations. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Jesus, Jesus, release these giftings on us. At the count of three, let it fall mightily. Let it fall mightily. Jate praskito perila praskatai. Jata kate paranabaya. Let there be the release of gifts of prophecy. The gifts of prophecy. The gift of prophecy on fire now. Let that gift be on fire now. The gift of healing. The gifts of healing. Receive that impartation. The gifts of miracle. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, receive it. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, tongues and interpretation of tongues. Receive it, tongues and interpretation of tongues. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every dormant gift in you, let it come alive. 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 The gift of revelation. May your eyes be open into scriptures. Shala preskataya. And after tonight, I decree that your spiritual journey
rises to a new level in the name of the Lord Jesus. Three prayers for everybody and I'm done. First of all, for your finances, I pray and decree that let unusual doors be opened. I pray that the mantle of favor come upon you and your ministry, the mantle of favor, the mantle of favor, the mantle of favor on your family, the mantle of favor. Let doors be open, let doors be open, let doors be open, let doors be open in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray against every spirit of delay. When you are starting a project or your family is about to do a thing, it will be delayed unnecessarily. I pray in the name of Jesus and I end every delay now. I end every delay now. I end every delay now. In marriage, in buildings, in project, I end delays now. In ministry, I end delay now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For your walk with God, listen. I know we live in that end time where many things are happening. I pray that nothing will take the place of God in your heart. Nothing will take the place of God in your heart. To many who have strayed away from the path, may God bring you back. May God bring you back. May God bring you back. To many of you who are struggling with any form of habit that is bringing you down, when you are trying to rise, it drags you down. I decree that that addiction be broken. Let that character problem be broken. From today, you keep rising to the top. You keep rising to the top in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray for you as the workers of this ministry. You have been working and laboring. As you hold the hands of this young man up, I pray that God will lift your hands too. You will not serve and labor in vain. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree that the reward for service will come upon you mightily. The reward for service come on you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever is your heart desire, today I release my faith with you. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, let it become a testimony. Let every heart desire become a testimony. Let every heart desire become a testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For this ministry, I sure will pray for the ministry on Yaya tomorrow. But I pray for everyone who came as a man of God or having a ministry, from now, fresh oil come upon you. Fresh oil upon your ministry. May God open up a new season for you. Open up a new season for you. Open up a new season for you. Everything that has limited you is lifted from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rise to the top effortlessly. To those who are embarked already on project, receive the grace to accomplish it. Receive the grace to accomplish it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, God have helped me and I'm so excited and happy and so privileged for the help he has given me. I pray that just like he has helped me, this prayer now is from the depths of my heart. One prayer and I'm done. Just like the Lord has helped me, may he help you. Just like the Lord has helped me, may he help you. Just like the Lord has helped me, may he help you. Just like the Lord has helped me, may he help you. Just like the Lord has helped me, may he help you. Samuel said, "Hitherto has the Lord helped us." He called it Ebenezer. I'm praying that just like he has helped me, may he help you. Those who have looked down on you, may they see a new face of you. Those who have looked down on you, may they see a new face of you. This is a prayer our father Joshua Selman prayed with our workers when he came and then prayed for me. I'm praying for everyone. From now on, anyone that attempts to fight you, God will fight them. Anyone that is determined to bless you, I pray that God will lift them up. Anyone that is determined to pull you down, may God pull them down. The grace of God upon my life that has commanded this amazing result, I decree that that grace is upon you. May that grace speak for you. May that grace speak for you. May that grace speak for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever your favor is supposed to come from and doors has been locked, whoever is sitting on it, I don't care. I decree from today, let them be under pressure and let it be released for you, for your ministry. Let it be released for your favor. Let it be released for your family in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name. Finally, this lady, I see the Lord wiping your tears. Who is this lady? You have cried so much. You are looking back. The Lord is telling me to tell you enough. Right? Enough. The cry is over. The tears are over. The Lord brings you out through His mercy and takes you up. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We know you've been blessed. We believe your life has been transformed.
For more inquiries, call 081-36-34-8497 or like our page on Facebook at Glorious Army Ministry International. God bless.
Preserve you and honor you mightily in Jesus' name. Please keep supporting.